The commission overseeing North Carolina's cleanup of coal ash around the state has canceled its next meeting. That's after a court decision Monday called the group's legitimacy into question. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
On Monday, Governor Pat McCrory won a lawsuit against the General Assembly's Republican leaders. A Wake County Superior Court found that three commissions they created violate the state's constitution. The commissions, the court ruled, were appointed mostly by legislators, but to perform duties of the executive branch. That includes the Coal Ash Management Commission.
The current nine-member commission is comprised of three members, each appointed by the House, Senate, and the governor.
Commission spokeswoman Julia Jarema.
Under the current ruling, the commission was unable to form a quorum for the meeting.
Because the status of six of those members is now in limbo. The meeting was set for Friday in Charlotte to discuss ways to up the amount of coal ash that's recycled into concrete or other safer uses. Jarema says the commission's staff will keep working while General Assembly leaders appeal. That staff has its own constraints. A funding glitch has left the commission with less than half its intended money. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.